朋友，欢迎到活在耶稣里网站来收听福乐人生讲坛。今天的讲员是于洪杰牧师，请你预备好圣经和受教的心，让神的话语祝福你的新生命。
弟兄姊妹们平安。
Peace to you, brothers and sisters.
我相信我们每一个人在这个地上都面临着许多的困难或是挑战。
I'm sure we all face different kinds of challenges and trials.
不管是我们组成一个家庭，或是我们还在读书，或是我们在就业。
Whether we're in a family, we're studying, or we're in a career.
我相信在我们人生的每一个阶段里面，我们都面临着许多的困难和挑战。
I'm sure we all have different kinds of difficulties and trials in.Every stage.
我们带着理想，带着盼望，我们进入了一个新的阶段。
When we enter in a new stage, we come with expectations.
学生带着学生的理想进入了学生的生活。
Students, they have their dreams when they go to school.
一对情侣带着他们理想，他们进入了婚姻。
And a couple, they enter into marriage with their dreams too.
一个刚从学校毕业里面的人，他带着一个很好的理想，他进入了社会，进入了他的工作。
And a new school graduate, they enter into their career with expectations and ideals.
我们常常都带着理想进入了一个境界里面去。
So we often go into another stage of life with ideals.
但是我相信，不管我们现在多少岁，我们都经历过在这理想中都有挑战。
But then I'm sure we all have experienced the challenges that come with the ideals and dreams.
我相信就连年轻的孩子们，你们都经历到很多的困难和挑战。
I'm sure even the young children, they experience challenges.
今天每一个人都一样，在他的路上都会碰到困难。
So everyone has their challenge on their way.
但是一个人能不能达成他的理想？
So whether we can achieve our goal.
但是一个人在这一生里面，他最终的结局和价值是什么？
And what is our ultimate ending and our value of life?
弟兄姊妹，关键都不在于我们外面的遭遇和环境而已。
It does not solely depend on our external environment.
因为当我们这个人碰到困难的时候，我们很自然的就在这里归诸于外面的环境。
Because naturally, when we face challenges, we blame on our environment.
那我们也要在困难的里面，我们就很希望有人给我们指出一条路来。
And when we are in trials, we often wish for a way out.
所以只有各式各样的方法，那个秘方在这里教导人。
So there are many secrets, tricks, and tips that will teach people.
这个进常春藤的秘诀。
And then the secret to going to Ivy League school.
就让那些学生们想到一条路，我怎么样去实现我的理想。
They give the students idea that this is the way to achieve their dreams.
婚姻幸福的十大秘诀到底还是跑去买。
Or like 18 secrets to a successful marriage.
我只讲十，你18。
Okay, 10 secrets to a successful marriage.
或者你赚钱的七大秘方。
Or 7 secrets to make money.
所以弟兄姊妹，当我们碰到困难的时候，我们都在想着什么方法可以帮我解决。
So whenever we face trials and difficulties, we think of a solution.
但是我们常常忽略了一件更重要的事情。
But we often neglect the most important thing.
不是这些方法不重要。
It's not that these methods are not important.
而一个更重要的是人的问题没有解决。
But the most important problem is the person himself.
大卫没有办法穿扫罗所穿的那个盔甲和战衣。
King David just cannot carry the armor of King Saul.
别人穿的衣服我们不见得能穿得上去。
We cannot fit into other people's outfit.
别人研究出来的方法不见得能够用在我们的身上。
And other people's solution might not work for me.
有一个小孩子，姑且叫他小 Peter.
Let's say there's a boy named Peter.
他才五岁，他有一天中饭他没有好好吃饭，随便乱吃了一点。
And then one day he didn't have good lunch, he didn't eat a lot for lunch.
到了还没吃晚饭的时候，他就里面饿得不得了，但是他不知道那叫饿，他就跟他妈妈说他肚子痛。
So he became hungry before dinner, but he didn't know the feeling is hunger, so he told his mom that he has stomach ache.
他妈妈马上就知道他什么原因。
But his mother knew right away what the problem was.
他妈妈就告诉他说你肚子痛，因为你肚子空空的，塞点东西进去就好了。
So his mother says, oh, your stomach aches because it's empty, just fill in with something.
有那天晚上呢，正好他们教会的牧师来他们家做家庭探访。
And that day, the pastor of the church came to visit them.
那他就从旁边正好听见这个牧师跟他爸爸妈妈说他最近常常头痛。那不是我。
And then so the little boy overheard the pastor says he recently has headaches.
这个小 Peter 正好从旁边听过，他就停下来看着牧师。
So the Peter went to the pastor.
他就指着牧师说，你头痛，因为你脑袋空空的，塞点东西进去就好了。
So he said, your head hurts because it's empty, fill in something.
弟兄姊妹，不是所有的方法都 fit 每一个人的需要和问题。
You see, not all solutions will solve every problem.
那今天在我们学生也好，家庭也好，出了问题，我们就觉得要去找秘方。
But whenever we have problems at school or at home, we often think of some solution or secret.
但是我们常常忽略了有一个更重要的事情，就是我这个人到底问题出在哪里。
But then we often neglect to ask, what is wrong with me?
弟兄姊妹，在神家的建造是一样的。
It's the same way with building up a church.
不管我们今天是在一个怎样的处境和挑战的里面。
Whatever situation we are in now.
如果你现在的成绩糟得一塌糊涂，快被学校开除了。
Maybe you're doing really bad at school that you're about to flunk your school.
如果你现在家庭的情形非常糟糕，夫妻常常吵架，甚至到了破裂的边缘。
Or maybe your family is on the verge of being broken.
或是你现在的小组最近聚会越来越没有味道了，你觉得完蛋了。
Or maybe the situation of your small group is going downhill.
弟兄姊妹，不管我们今天面临的困难和挑战是什么。
Doesn't matter what kind of challenges and problems we're facing.
让我们在主的面前，我们一起来看这一天的信息。
But let's look at this message that we're about to hear.
我们前面不仅仅讲到神要来重建我们。
Before we talk about that, God wants to rebuild us.
神要叫我们得到复兴，得到荣耀。
And He wants to revive us, and so that we will see His glory.
所以我们前两次讲到，我们需要恢复、重新建造我们生活的次序、优先次序。
Therefore, we talk about that we need to be revived, and that we need to reprioritize our lives.
讲到祭坛的重建。
That is to rebuild the altar.
我们也讲到神的百姓重建的圣殿。
And then we talk about rebuilding the temple.
我们讲到我们的生活的目的一定需要得重新建造起来。
We talk about that we need to reestablish the purpose of our life.
如果神不是我们生活的中心和目的，我们就一定活在失迷和痛苦的里面。
If God is not the center and the purpose of our life, we surely will be lost.
那弟兄姊妹，听起来好像又是方法。
It seems like it's just another solution or method.
那弟兄姊妹，到底这些方法在我们身上能不能成为祝福？
But would they become a blessing to us?
那个关键常是在我们这个人的身上。
But the key factor is often us, ourselves.
很多时候不是方法出了问题。
A lot of times not the methods are wrong.
很多的时候不是圣经上给我们开的路不 work.
Or maybe the solutions in the Bible don't work.
但很多时候是因为我们这个人有时候我们忽略了我们自己的问题。
Oftentimes we neglect to see our own condition.
所以在婚姻出问题的时候读婚姻秘诀，我不是说不好啊，很好。
Therefore, I'm not saying that it's not good to read about the secrets to successful marriage when your marriage has problems.
但是如果一个对的人配上了对的方法，那我们就一定有一个更好的结果。
But the right method has to go with the right person in order to achieve the purpose.
那如果今天我自己里面这个人不对的话，我方法再好，我不会帮助我达到那个目的的。
But if our condition is not right,then even the best method cannot help us.
我们读了十本上常春藤的秘诀，我们还不见得能够上得了好学校。
Even if you read 10 books about the secret going to Ivy League, it doesn't guarantee that you will make it.
你读遍了所有婚姻专家给我们的指点，但是我们人不肯改变，有姊妹，你的婚姻一样不会幸福的。
If we're not willing to change ourselves,then even the best marriage experts cannot help us.
我们拿十个神学博士，圣经倒背如流，但是弟兄姊妹，神的话不能改变我们的生命。
If we have many degrees in theology, but if we are not willing to change, then God's words can have no effect on us.
如果我们这个人不肯把自己征服在神话语的底下了。
If we're not willing to surrender ourselves to God's words.
所以请弟兄姊妹，我们一起在主的面前，我们来学习啊。先今天早晨我们要来看这两个人。
Today, let's humbly learn about these two characters in the Bible.
他们都在那一批被掳归回的行列里面。
They're among the people who returned from captivity.
虽然他们是领袖。
Even though they were leaders in God's house.
但是并不代表他们的软弱和碰到的困难比弟兄姊妹少。
But it doesn't mean that they have less challenges or difficulties.
他们怎么样是在那个艰难的环境里面让神在他身上的心意托付能够达成。
But we shall see how they fulfill God's purposes in their lives in these difficult situations.
甚至在他自己里面那个归回重建的意愿能够被实现出来。
So that their desire of returning and rebuilding can be fulfilled.
在以赛亚书四十章 在新约里面圣经也有引用过。
In Isaiah chapter 40.
他就说要为主预备他的道路，预备主的道，修直他的路。
Prepare the way for the Lord, make straight his path.
他说一切大小的山冈都要削平。
All the big and small hills should be leveled.
一切的低洼，这个地的凹下去的地方要把它填满。
And all the valleys will be filled.
一切歪歪曲曲的要把它修得正直。
And all the crooked paths will be straightened.
弟兄姊妹，为什么？
Why?
他说要为主预备他的道，修直他的路。
Prepare the way for the Lord and make his path straight.
因为我们的主要走到人的中间来。
Because our Lord wants to walk among his people.
神的祝福要来到人的中间。
And God's blessing will come among his people.
而他要能够临到我们中间，他需要一条路。
And in order for him to come among us, he needs a way.
弟兄姊妹，这条路就说到你，说到我。
And that is the way is you and me.
不是神的祝福出了问题。
It's not that God has, the blessing of God has some problem.
也不是神在我们身上伟大的计划改变了。
And it's not that he, God changed his mind.
弟兄姊妹，神需要找到一条路能够进到人的中间来。
But God wants to find a way so that he can come to his people.
需要有一条路进到你的家，让你的家蒙福。
He needs a way so that he can come into your house to bless your family.
需要有一条路进到你的小组，让你的小组再也不一样。
He needs a way to come to your small group so it can be changed.
神需要一条路走到他的教会，让教会能够在主的面前真正复兴起来。
God needs a way to go to his church to revive his church.
弟兄姊妹，当人在这里追求方法，追求各样秘诀的时候，
When people are searching nothing but solutions and methods.
先知却在这里提醒我们要为主预备他的道，修直他的路。
But then the prophet Isaiah was crying out, make straight his path and prepare the way for the Lord.
你我就是这个路。
And you and I are this way.
神要从我们身上走出一条路。
God wants to walk from us out.
他可以穿过我们，走到我们所接触的人，和社会里面。
He wants to come through us in order to touch the people we contact.
对，弟兄姊妹，要能够达到这样子，我们这个人需要被主先工作的。
Therefore, God has to work on us first.
大小的山冈要削平的。
All the great and small hills shall be level.
而说到我们里面那些高傲、刚硬的东西。
That talks about all the arrogances in us.
一切的低洼都要填满。
And all the valleys will be filled.
我们里面那些这个城府深，那些阴险的东西，那些见不得人的，神要把我们全部除去。
All the wickedness and the shortcomings in us will be removed.
一切弯曲的要修得正直。
And all the crooked will be straightened.
弟兄姊妹，主就得到了一条路。
And then God will obtain a way.
施洗约翰是一条路，把主耶稣带来了。
John the Baptist was a way to bring forth Jesus.
保罗是一条路，把主带来了。
And Paul was a way to bring over the Lord.
历史历代神兴起了这么多的器皿，要走出一条路来。
And many saints over the generations were raised to be the way.
弟兄姊妹，因为神是我们一切问题的答案。
Because God is the ultimate solution for all our problems.
神是我们一切需要的供应者。
And He's the supplier of all our needs.
神是我们里面一切渴慕的满足。
And He's the satisfaction that will fill our needs.
没有他，没有人能够真正的得到满足和喜乐。
Without Him, no one can be truly fulfilled and satisfied.
但是主要进到人的中间。
But God wants to come among men.
要进到你的家。
Into your house.
要进到你的同学同事中间。
Into your friends and your co-workers.
要能够进到弟兄姊妹之间，神必须先得到我们这个人。
And come to brothers and sisters, and He has to obtain us.
所以我们今天在讲重建复兴的时候，我们要第一次的归回结束之前，我们要再提所罗巴伯和约书亚。
So, when we talk about this rebuilding and revival, we have to look at these two people, Zerubbabel and Joshua.
我们来看圣经啊，撒迦利亚书第三章。
Let's turn to the book Zechariah chapter 3.
旧约倒数第二卷书。
The second last book in the Old Testament.
我们教会报告过好几次，请弟兄姊妹来聚会的时候带着圣经和诗歌。
We hope that we will all bring our own Bibles when we come to church.
撒迦利亚书第三章
Zechariah chapter 3,
第一节到第七节
verses 1 through 7
天使又指给我看大祭司约书亚站在耶和华的使者面前撒旦也站在约书亚的右边和他作对耶和华向撒旦说撒旦啊耶和华责备你就是拣选耶路撒冷的耶和华责备你这不是从火中抽出来的一根柴吗约书亚穿着污秽的衣服站在使者面前使者吩咐站在面前的说你们要脱去他污秽的衣服又对约书亚说 我使你脱离罪孽，要给你穿上华美的衣服。我说要将洁净的冠冕戴在他头上，他们就把洁净的冠冕戴在他头上，给他穿上华美的衣服。耶和华的使者在旁边站立。耶和华的使者告诫耶稣亚说，万军之耶和华如此说，你若遵行我的道，谨守我的命令，你就可以管理我的家，看守我的院宇，我也要使你在这些站立的人中间来往。那这是天使指给撒加利亚看见的一个异象。
This is a vision shown to Zechariah by angel.
看见第一批归回的领袖之一大祭司约书亚他的情形。
To show him the condition of the high priest Joshua among the first remnant.
我们请特别注意到约书亚站在耶和华使者面前。
Please notice that Joshua was standing before the angel of the Lord.
然后底下有一句话，我们一定要 pay attention.
Then we have to pay attention to the next verse.
啊，这撒旦也站在约书亚的右边和他作对。
And Satan standing at his right side to accuse him.
一切在主的面前，我们蒙恩要走主道路的人。
For all who are saved and want to walk on the Lord's way.
一直有一个跟我们作对的，叫做撒旦。
And we always have this person opposing us, that Satan.
各样的方法要来控告我们，要叫我们不能够再往前去。
And he tried all his means to accuse us to stop us.
底下神就像撒旦说。耶和华责备你，就是拣选耶路撒冷的耶和华责备你。
Then the Lord said to Satan, "The Lord rebuke you, Satan. The Lord who has chosen Jerusalem rebuke you."
好的，这是从火里面抽出来的一根柴。
Because this man is a burning stick snatched out of the fire.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我想我们今天每一个坐在这里的人
，For every one of us who are sitting here，
我不知道我们对救赎、救恩这件事情，我们的体会到底有多深刻。
I don't know how deeply you experience the salvation.
很多的时候，我们听过就是这样子过去了。
A lot of times we just let the story pass us by.
我们就是觉得我是一个得救的人就是了。
We just know that we are sinners saved by grace.
弟兄姊妹，如果神睁开我们眼睛，看见我们是被从怎样的结果和结局里面救出来的话
？But if God will truly open our eyes, we can truly see what from what kind of condition we're snatched out.
我们这个人就不会那么困难向神感恩了。
And it will not be difficult for us anymore to praise God.
我们也不会那么困难的向主去祷告。
It will not be hard enough for us to praise God.
弟兄姊妹，你要知道，如果神不救我们的话
，If God did not save us，
我们是火湖里面的柴。
We were doomed for the lake of fire.
弟兄姊妹，马可福音第九章告诉我们，在地狱里面，那个虫是不死的，火是不灭的。
Mark 9 tells us that in hell the worms never die and the fire never quench.
今天一个柴丢到火里面去。
If today we throw a stick into the fire,
10分钟、20分钟、一个钟头过去，这个柴烧光了。
10 minutes, 20 minutes, in an hour, the stick will be burned out.
但是弟兄姊妹，所有没有得救的人，那一天被丢到永火里面去。
But on that day, all who are unsaved will be thrown into the lake of fire.
烧不成灰的，是永远的火。
And then the fire never quench.
弟兄姊妹，如果我们里面真是相信圣经所说的、神所说的，我们在主的面前都要伏在地上谢谢主。
If we believe what the Bible says, we shall tremble and fall face down before God and praise Him.
去年911世界贸易大楼，我们都看见了那个悲惨的那个画面。
We still remember the tragedy of September 11 last year.
人还没被火烧到，已经受不了了，宁可从几十层楼上跳下来。
Even before being burned by fire, people cannot stand anymore. They would rather jump off the high rise.
有姊妹，就算他被烧，半个十分钟内他就死掉了。
Even if they are burned, they would die in 10 minutes.
痛苦。最多十分钟。
So at the most, they will suffer for 10 minutes.
但是弟兄姊妹，你要知道，地狱里面的火是不灭的，虫是不死的。
But yet the fire in the hell will never quench.
神把我们从火里面抽出来了。
And yet God snatches out of that fire.
让我们脱离了永远的审判了，弟兄姊妹。
So we escape this eternal judgment.
不是我比别人好。
It's not that we are better than others.
我们身上都是穿着污秽的衣服。
We are all wearing filthy clothes.
没有一人，连一个也没有。
No one is righteous, not even one.
弟兄姊妹，所有的人都在耶和华的面前，我们亏欠了神的荣耀。
We all have fallen short of God's glory.
世人都犯了罪呀。
The whole world has sinned.
弟兄姊妹，我们一定要在主的面前做一个感恩的人。
Therefore, we have to have this grateful heart.
神把我们从火里面抽出来。
God snatch us out of that fire.
不仅仅讲到那永火的审判里面抽出来。
Not only from the eternal judgment of fire.
把我们讲到从仇敌的残暴和伤害里面神把我们救出来。
He also saves us from the cruelty of Satan, our enemy.
仇敌攻击我们像火烧一样。
Because the enemy will attack us just like fire.
弟兄姊妹，当耶路撒冷被拆毁的时候
，When Jerusalem was ruined,
以东人在那里幸灾乐祸，拆毁拆毁，直拆到根基。
Edom, the people of Edom cry out, tear them, destroy them, all the way to the foundation.
弟兄姊妹，当神的儿女们在那里被仇敌攻击的时候，仇敌何等的喜乐
！When people of God were attacked by Satan, how much Satan rejoiced.
中国有一句话叫做"欲火攻心"啊。
And when we are burned by the desire,
有人被钱财烧得不得了。
Some people are burned with the desire for money.
有人被情欲烧得不得了。
Or they're burned with lust.
有人被毒瘾、吸毒的事情烧得不得了。
Or they're burned with addictions to drugs.
有人被愤怒的火、被嫉妒的火烧得不得了。
Or they're burned with the fire of jealousy.
弟兄姊妹，我们都在火里面。
We are all living in fire.
我们都在仇敌的破坏和伤害的里面。
And we are in the destruction and hurt of Satan.
弟兄姊妹，我们都觉得这个日子真是过得痛苦。
And how pitiful was our life?
但是有一天突然发现神儿子的手伸进来。
But one day, the hand of God, the Son of God came.
他到火里面把我们给抽出来。
And he snatched us out of that fire.
弟兄姊妹，我虽然污秽。
Even though I am filthy.
我虽然满身烧焦的味道和伤痕。
Even though I was burnt all over.
虽然仇敌在这里嗤笑，在这里控告我们。
Even though the enemy was accusing and then sneered at us.
但是耶和华去责备撒旦。
But yet the Lord rebuked Satan.
啊，这不是我从火里面所抽出来的财吗
？Isn't this man a burning stick snatched out of the fire from?
在这里吩咐他的使者脱去他污秽的衣服。
And he commanded the angel to take off the filthy clothes.
穿上了华美的衣服。
And put on rich garments.
弟兄姊妹给他戴上了一个洁净的冠冕
and put on him a clean turban.
我今日成何等的人
What kind of man have I become?
因着蒙了他的大恩而成的
It's because of his great grace.
弟兄姊妹今天不然我们凭谁有资格坐在这里
Otherwise, who is qualified to sit here?
我们就算坐在这里又有什么用呢
Even if we sit here, what good is it?
今天是神的儿子救了我们
It's because the Son of God came to save us.
今天我们所以能够在主的面前带着得胜的盼望
So that we have this hope for victory.
虽然我们今天我们所以能够有勇气敢说主我愿意起来为你活
Today we have this courage to say that we will live for God.
不是因为我有能力我爱主
It's not because we have the power and we love the Lord.
实在是主大的怜悯救了我们
It's the mercy of God that saved us.
弟兄姊妹我们是神从火里面所抽出来的那根柴
We are all burning sticks snatched out of the fire by God.
我们从永火的审判里面被抽出来
We were snatched out of the eternal judgment of fire.
我们从仇敌的摧残和伤害里面被抽出来
We were snatched out of the destruction of Satan.
我们从这个堕落无望那个污秽的人性里面被神抽出来
We were snatched out of the filthy nature of humans.
所以当我们要在这主的面前讲重建讲复兴的时候
So when we talk about rebuilding and revival
弟兄姊妹我们永远要谦卑下来
We should always be humble
主啊真的不是凭着我能做什么
It's not that I can do anything
但是感谢主
But praise the Lord
是你把我给救出来
You saved me
你连这么大的审判和堕落你都能愿意来救我
You're willing to save me out of this judgment
在我人生前面还有什么拦树你不肯来帮助我呢
What else is there? Is there anything that you're not willing to help me?
这是讲到第一件事情，所罗巴伯和约书亚。
So, for Zerubbabel and Joshua.
他们都是蒙恩的罪人。
They were both sinners saved by grace.
没有一件事情敢让我们骄傲。
So there's nothing for us to be proud of.
如果我们敢夸口，我们夸主便是了。
If we boast, we shall boast of the Lord.
凡是要夸口的我们都指着主来夸口
well, Whenever we boast of the Lord
只有他是我们的夸耀
Only he is our glory
我是个罪人
I am but a sinner
蒙主恩
Saved by grace
这是我身份这是我的地位
This is my story and this is my song
弟兄姊妹每一次唱这首诗歌的时候求圣灵都把我们带回来
Every time we sing this hymn may the Spirit of God bring us back
我们不仅仅被今生仇敌的火焰里面救出来
Not only that we're snatched from the fire of this generation
我们已经脱离了永世那永火的审判
We also escaped the eternal judgment of fire
我们真要说哈利路亚谢谢主
We shall cry out hallelujah thank God
真是谢谢主啊弟兄姊妹
And we should praise him
第二件事情在耶稣亚和所罗巴伯的身上。
And then from Zerubbabel and Joshua.
他们都是以复兴神家作为他们己任的人。
We see that they carry the responsibility of reviving God's house.
弟兄姊妹，我们前一阵子讲到他们两个带领神的百姓重建祭坛，重建圣殿。
We have gone through the story that they led God's people to rebuild the altar and rebuild the temple.
直到他们恢复了生活的秩序和生活的目的。
So they help the people to reprioritize their life and reestablish their purpose.
弟兄姊妹，他们不是独善其身的一般人。
So they don't just care for themselves only.
得胜者的经历虽然是个人的。
Even though the experience of overcoming is very individual and private, personal.
得胜者的奖赏和祝福却是为着众人的。
But then the reward and then the blessings for victors are for the general public.
弟兄姊妹，有太多属灵的人，他们很可以关起门来自己爱主就好了。
Many victors can just only care for themselves.
他们却愿意为着主，为着神儿女们，他甘心地放下自己。
But then they are willing to lay down themselves for God's people.
他们出来服侍神的儿女们，出来在这里把神的祝福带出来。
They walk out to serve God's people and to bring forth God's blessing.
所以一面我们看见他们不是以独善其身为主的人。
So we can see that they don't just care for themselves only.
而且他们心里面非常知道神所要的不是只是一个人个人的爱主。
And they know that God does not just want to obtain individual people who love the Lord.
神要的是整个家整个教会都起来得到复兴。
They want, because God wants to revive the whole family and the whole church.
所以这些得胜的人，他们不仅仅跟神之间有一个很好的关系。
So these overcomers not only have good relationship with their Lord.
不仅仅他们自己在神的面前过的一个讨神喜悦的生活。
Not only that they have found favor from God for themselves.
他们也甘心使自己的手放下的地上的享受。
But they are willing to lay down the enjoyment of this world.
使自己的脚甘心地踏上了跟随主的道路。
And then they follow and walk with God.
使自己的膝盖甘心跪下来为着神儿女们求祝福。
And they are willing to be on their knees always to intercede for God's people.
他们不仅仅有好的生命，他们有伟大的使命在他们的身上。
Not only that they have a beautiful life, but then also they carry a big mission.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们在这里第一件事情我们要记得。
So let's remember this.
在重建的里面，他们重建了祭坛。
They rebuilt the altar.
恢复了生活的秩序。
They reprioritized God's people.
生活秩序错，我们整个生活通通乱掉。
Because if our priority is not correct, then our life will be messed up.
我记得伊利凡弟兄曾经举过一个小小的例子。
I remember Brother E once gave us an example.
他说：“神儿女们正常的时候，应该主神是太阳。
And then, in a normal Christian life, the Lord God should be the sun.
那我们像地球一样绕着太阳转。
And we're like the earth revolving around the sun.
我们的家庭我们的事业像月亮一样在我们的带领下绕着太阳转。
And then our family and our career should be like the moon that center around our life.
所以我们的家庭生活我们的工作我们的事业侍奉都是以主为中心。
So that all our family, career and our services shall be God-centered.
但是今天这个世代人的这个次序整个换过来了。
But then today, this priority has been wrong.
我们家的孩子们变成太阳了。
And our children become the sun.
那我们绕着孩子绕。
And we, our life revolve around our son.
啊，学这个，上那个，吃这个，玩这个，啊，天天绕着孩子。
And then we center around our children, what they want, what they eat, what they play.
然后我们的主像月亮一样跟着我们。
And our Lord is like this moon.Circling around our life.
我有需要的时候就叫他。
Whenever I have need, I will call on him.
我没有需要的时候，我根本不否定，根本不在乎他的存在。
And then if I do not have any need, I could care less about his existence.
弟兄姊妹，生活的次序需要被主调过来。
We need to reprioritize our life.
而我们生活的目的必须这么清楚在主的身上。
And our purpose has to be clearly on the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，我们求主帮助我们，让这些不都当做一些话，就这样过去。
May the Lord help us so that these will not be mere words.
没有目的的人生是一个盲目的人生。
A life without a purpose is a blind life.
而没有崇高目的的人生是一个没有价值的人生。
And a life without a high purpose is a life without value.
没有一个崇高目的的人生是一个不值得活的人生。
And a life without a high purpose is not worth living.
我想看过报纸的人都知道有在美国有一个人 叫 Lance Armstrong.
And then we all know that there's a person named Lance Armstrong.
他在91年的时候就已经成为全美国最好的这个脚踏车这个比赛选手。
And then he became the best cyclist in 1991.
结果在96年的时候发现他长了癌症，只有 50% 活命的指望。
And in 1996, he found that he had cancer and only about 50% chance of survival.
所以他接受手术，接受化学药物的治疗。
So he went through operation and chemotherapy.
而就在他 那几个月，他认为全部都 everything is gone 的时候。
In those months when he felt everything was gone for him.
他就非常的消沉，他天天就吃墨西哥食物，然后喝啤酒，打高尔夫球，过他的生活。
He was rather depressed and he spent all his days on Mexican food, beer and golfing.
他整个人生的那个目标不见。
He has lost the purpose of his life.
过了几个月以后，有一天他的太太非常严肃地来到他的面前。
And after several months, his wife came to him seriously.
他就跟他的先生讲。
And she told him.
他说你的这一辈子只要吃墨西哥食物喝啤酒打高尔夫球过去吗
Are you just going to spend the rest of your life in Mexican food, beer and golfing?
还是你要有更高更崇高的人生的目的
Or you want to have a higher purpose of life?
他说你必须从这里面做一个拣选
You have to make a choice now.
原神那句话一下子打到他的里面去
And he was hit by the words.
他就回去一直思想这句话
He kept on meditating on these words.
到底我人生的目的是什么
So what is exactly the purpose of my life?
朋友你收听了节目后有何感想呢？请你在活在耶稣里福音网页下端点击联络我们，在主内分享彼此的见证好吗？如果你需要我们为你祷告，也请留言。我们愿主耶稣通过他的真理和圣灵工作，帮助你不断在主里更新生命。